Hi, I'm John O'Donnell with Microsoft Corporation, and here at Big Machines in Deerfield, Illinois, and here with Tim and Mike. So, Tim, do you just want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Tim Handorf. I'm the VP of Product Management with Big Machines.
And Mike?
I'm Mike Snyder. I'm a principal at Sonova Partners.
Okay, well, Tim, do you just want to tell us a bit about Big Machines and give us a bit of an overview of the company?
Sure. Big Machines was founded in 2000 with the vision of really helping customers that had complex products and quoting processes to help them simplify that so that they can be easier to do business with their customers, ultimately helping them sell more and sell faster.
So what would be a typical, are there any customers you can talk about? So like a typical size of customer that's out there today, is it enterprise or mid-level companies?
Our customers range the gamut, but a typical customer, typically we would sell to, has about 100 users of Big Machines. And they are in many verticals. We range the verticals from industrial manufacturing to high-tech manufacturing. And it's not just manufacturing. It's also media companies, insurance companies, other companies, software companies, you name it. We're pretty much in about any vertical. Anybody that has complex products or processes.
So this isn't just about companies who just sell like boxes of widgets. It's companies who sell products which have many, many components around them.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Mike, I mean, obviously, you've been working with Big Machines for how long now? How long has the partnership been in place?
About a year, year and a half,
okay.
Around there, yeah.
So let's talk a bit about, why is Sonoma working with Big Machines? So obviously, you've built on an integration to Dynamics CRM 4.0. Can you tell us a bit about that? What drove the decision to work with Sonoma?
Right. So Big Machines had been partnering with some other CRM companies,
okay.
Salesforce and Oracle. And what happened was we decided that we wanted to partner with the other leader in the industry, Microsoft CRM. And so we started looking around and we said, hey, we really don't have the domain expertise in Microsoft CRM. And so we found out that the company that actually wrote a book on CRM was here in Chicago in Sonoma Partners. And so we said, hey, we really want to partner with a company like Sonoma that has that domain expertise that help us can get the market faster because we had a product out there for the other CRM company. Customers,
okay.
And partners, and we wanted to really get the Microsoft partnership going quickly, and Sonova was an obvious choice to do that with us.
And this is always the thing to ask any new company building on CRM. Do you build it from scratch yourself, learn as you go, or do you bring in a partner like Sonoma to fast track you through the development and therefore get to a market faster?
Right, and for us it was a clear choice. We really wanted to get to market fast. We could see that the market was growing. There was opportunity out there, so we chose to bring in Sonoma.
Well, you show me the product demonstration, and we'll actually have that at the end of this video. And it's a very, very seamless integration. I mean, it's almost like you're just sitting. It looks like you're just sitting inside of CRM all the time, but in reality, you're actually talking to the Big Machines cloud, in effect.
Exactly. So what is happening is that within the Microsoft CRM, within the application itself, you'll see a mashup of the Big Machines application, and it's branded and it looks exactly like Microsoft CRM. So a user doesn't even know that they're actually on two different servers at the same time,
right.
The Big Machines server and the Microsoft server.
So Mike, do you just want to give us a bit of a heads up about some of the development that went into it? I mean, some of the integration points as an example. If I'm going from CRM to Big Machines, is the data flowing both ways? Is it going from CRM back to Big Machines? How's it working?
Yeah, I would say the two primary integration points are around the quotes and the products. So being able to, like Tim was explaining, configure things. Microsoft CRM has some nice product functionality, but it handles kind of the basic scenarios. If you have something where it's conditional, if you have this product, you need to have this SKU or some type of more complex configuration, that's exactly what the product does. And then also the output. So once you've configured whatever you want, the ability to kind of have a nice customer-ready proposal, Microsoft CRM has, again, basic functionality, but these guys have really had some great enhancements around that.
And what about single sign-on? Because I noticed when we connect, at least through the product demonstration, it does look like it's going to be single sign-on from CRM to Big Machines.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes back to the user experience, right? We want users to not necessarily know that they're going in Big Machines over here or they're going in the CRM over here. There's a single sign-on capability built in, so once they're in the system, they can kind of go back and forth seamlessly. So.
Okay. Well, what about future direction? Is I'm assuming the product's obviously under continual development.
It is. And one of the things that Big Machines constantly does is we constantly look for customer feedback. And so as we partner with more Microsoft CRM customers, we want to know feedback, and then we take that feedback and ultimately put that into the product. So how can we make it more seamless? How can we add more user features to make it easier to create a quote and configure products? And how can we make it easier for our customers to administrate it as well?
So I guess a question that's interesting would be that what was the overall time of development? I mean, you know, at the point where you brought in Sonoma and then you said, okay, well, pretty much we have a product we'll be showing our customers. What was the product development time?
The total development time took about 3 months.
Wow, that quick.
It was very quick. We had a goal. We wanted to make sure that we could demonstrate it at a Microsoft conference. And so when we started, we had about 3 months to get that done, and we were able to achieve that goal within 3 months.
So that's really the message. If a company wants to get to market quick, then you know, talk to a partner first and see if that's the way to do it.
Absolutely. And I think part of the reason it was easy to develop is that Microsoft has some nice tools available that makes it easy for two web applications to talk together with
right.
SOAP and XML.
Excellent. Well, Tim and Mike, thanks for talking to us today. And let's switch over to demonstrations. Thanks again, guys.
Great.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Big Machines demo with Microsoft Dynamics integration. Big Machines' robust integration with Microsoft Dynamics allows users to access Big Machines inside of their Dynamics account. In the navigation pane, click Sales and create a new opportunity. Let's click into the opportunity, and then in the Sales navigation pane, click Quotes. And let's create a new quote for this opportunity. We are now in Big Machines. The opportunity information is pulled from Microsoft Dynamics and pre-populated into the Big Machines quote. Let's look up an address for this quote. We'll add the bill to and ship to address for the high-tech company we are quoting. Now that we have the proper address, let's go back to Big Machines and add some line items to the quote. Here we can see our product catalogs with their own configurators based on product families. We also see the part search, where you can search by item attribute, descriptive keyword, search for multiple items by number, or by serial number attribute. Let's configure a hosting solution for this high-tech company. The selection wizard takes you to guided selling. In guided selling, sales reps are asked a series of business questions. Behind the scenes, Logic produces 100% accurate product selections for even the most inexperienced sales rep. Click the Search Results button to view the appropriate product bundles based on your selections. Easily go back to change your criteria and modify your product bundle results. Select a bundle to pre-populate the product configurator. This includes pricing, as well as line items, and any upsell opportunities. In our rules-based configurator, let's add some more servers. And we'll change the color of the servers to blue. Down below, we can now see our 5 servers, and we see that our line items have also been updated. Now we'll click over to software, and we'll add some additional software packages. Instead of XP, let's go with Windows Vista. But now we get a message that says Windows Vista requires more than 1 GB of memory. This is called a constraint. A constraint prevents you from making a selection that is technically invalid and explains why your selection needs to be changed. We cannot continue with our quote until the constraint is removed. So let's go back to hardware and add another gigabyte of memory. Here we see the constraint has followed us across tabs. We'll select the 2 GB option. So now we have a technically valid configuration, and we can continue with our quote. In the Services tab, we see a recommendation rule that deals with monitoring. When I select monitoring, I can see the different protocols. When I scroll down, I see that these products have been added to my line items. Now I'm ready to add these products to the quote. Here I can see all my line item information and the quote summary. I can distinguish these line items by group and add a line item discount by dollar amount or percentage. We'll click over to the Proposal Groups tab, where we can add information about our groups, including a name and description, and where we can also discount by group. I also have the ability to create ad hoc line items, view my quote analysis, adjust terms and leasing, and view my approval process tab. Depending on the user and the commerce rules established for that user, Big Machines can initiate a workflow approval process. In the Proposal Options tab, I'll add a cover page, a cover letter, a table of contents, and statement of work, as well as terms and conditions, and data sheets. I can also attach a customer logo to the cover page or additional PDF documents. In a matter of minutes, we have produced a 15-page proposal which includes our quote, our scope of work, terms and conditions, and additional marketing collateral. We'll save and sync this quote with our opportunity and push back the quote information into Microsoft Dynamics.